Hi guys, welcome back to the Seriously Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Julia.
And I'm Gabby.
And today we are going to be talking about things that make our life easier. And we try to not do like products and more like not habits, but like things.
Hacks. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, things. But yeah, anyway, before we get into any of that, let's get into our let's get into our recap. I don't have, even though I wasn't here last week, the only recap from last week is that I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, not last week, 2 weeks ago, when Gabby recorded her solo episode, the last episode, I wasn't there because I was sick. And then I continue to be sick. I am still kind of sick.
Yeah.
I have a sinus infection again, by the way, if you were wondering. After being sick with, I don't know what that was. But yeah, been sick. I had all last week, I had finals. So obviously, like, trying to study for that and cramming in, like, material from the whole semester in, like, a day before.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. And then coming home, which was very tiring because it was like a 27-hour process.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's tiring. And
mm-hmm.
it's really uncomfortable. Me and my friends were actually talking about this before we all went home. We were talking about how uncomfortable planes are and like the whole
Yeah.
process. Especially when you're just like going home and you're like not excited to like get somewhere new. It's just like, oh, okay, now I just gotta like sit down for 12 hours and deal with it. So it's not the best. It was very uncomfortable, especially because I was sick. But yeah, now I'm home, thank God, finally. And yeah, the last couple days I've just been sleeping and like getting my energy back and going to doctors and having exams done. So yeah, lots of fun.
Yay. Okay. My week, I kind of feel like I lived 2 weeks in one. On Tuesday, we actually met up with our ex high school teacher.
I cannot believe I missed this by like literally a week.
Yes, I know. We need to do it again. So we met up with our high school teacher, me and the girls, and we went to a coffee shop, and it was just like such a vibe. It was so great to see her. Like, literally, I hadn't seen her pretty much since graduation. Like, we went to like that ex-student meetup at high school, but we like barely saw her. So it was so much fun to catch up and just see the girls as well. And we had like an afternoon. It was raining.
Like all the girls?
No. Me, Giovanna, Mari, Megan, Gabby, and Leticia.
Oh my God, bro.
But yeah, it was great. We
so all the girls except for the ones that don't live here.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway,
most of them.
Yeah.
Most
and it was
of them.
Great. It was raining like so hard. So it was kind of like a vibe just staying there, like in the coffee shop and just eating. I ate a croissant and we were all chatting and like giving updates on our lives. And yeah, it was great to see her. And then
I'm actually so sad I missed that.
No, we're gonna do it again. She said she just moved places and like she moved to a house, and she said that after she get like things readied up, she's gonna invite us for like a coffee at her house. So
tell her to do it in like my summer break.
I think
Please.
She yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Like half a year away, so
yeah, no, I don't know, but we'll make it happen when you're here as well. Anyways, also this week I did kind of like a little girls' night with Giovanna, and yesterday I met up with her real quick to get some ice cream and just see her before I traveled. But Okay, so this was like the exciting part of my week. I on Friday started to feel like I had a cold, and today I'm fully having a cold. And it's been like I travel tomorrow, and it just sucks so badly because it waited till like 3 days before I traveled to actually like hit me. But yeah, I'm already taking medication. I kind of like we kind of suspect that I also have like a sinus infection, so let's see. But I'm treating it. I have antibiotics already, and I'm just like taking all the care that I can. And let's all hope that tomorrow I already start to get better, because traveling internationally like this will be a pain in the ass. So I really hope that I get better.
Also, like the airplane slash airport air makes it
Oh,
worse.
yeah.
I literally, like, I was fine before travel, not fine, but like I was okay. And then it got like 2 times worse just because of
Yeah.
like the airplane air,
For
how
sure.
dry it is.
Yeah.
So.
So let's just hope for the best. And speaking of that, yesterday I packed up my bags. So there's
Yay.
only like the little details that you like kind of put away the day of. So like, I don't know, toiletries and all that, or like some clothings that we're washing and things like that. But I'm pretty much ready to go, and I'm so excited. So yeah,
You
this was
need to
my
log
week.
everything. I'm gonna be mad if you don't.
I need to, but I feel like once I get there, I'm kind of gonna be lazy to do it. I'm for
Don't
sure.
be.
I will
Stop.
take a lot of pictures, but I don't know if I'm gonna vlog every day, but
No,
I'll
you don't
vlog
have to
some.
like make a video. Just like post on your stories like you usually do.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, that I can
Not
do.
necessarily be like, hey guys, so today I'm
I thought you
going.
meant like TikTok
If you
vlogs, you
want to
know?
do that, yeah, if you want to do that, feel free. I will be watching them, but
No, for sure. In my
yeah.
close friends, I will still like vlog the Airbnb and everything that I used to
Yes,
do.
that's what I want. Yeah,
Okay,
okay.
for sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to gratitude. My gratitude is that I literally just came back from the doctor's and I think I'm finally gonna get better now. 'Cause yeah, she was talking about how when I went to the hospital the first time when I had a sinus infection and a ear infection, it basically like didn't like the antibiotics didn't cure me completely. So I just kept getting sick. Again and again, and she was like, no, we're gonna now you're gonna finally
Yeah,
be
better.
cured. Yeah, so I'm really excited to like be able to breathe
Yeah.
normally again, so
Yay.
yay.
We love that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm grateful for like the peaceful moments that I've been having. Like, I feel like since I've been on vacation, I've just been living more in the small moments, even like the ones that I always have, like my breakfast, or I've been reading a lot again, and just like those tiny moments. And I felt super peaceful before I got sick. So, yeah, that's it.
Yes, we love. Also, second, like, kind of gratitude slash, like, I like it and I dislike it, but it's really, really hot here. And I just feel like I'm healthier when it's hot. I don't know. I've
Oh.
just, like, been used to, like, 'cause then you can actually, like, open the windows and let air, like, circulate. 'Cause
Yeah.
back in Lexington, like, I would not open my bedroom window ever. And it was always
Yeah.
like the heat was always on. So I feel like just dust was like flying around. I don't know.
I
So
know, but
I'm here
also
for like fresh air and warm weather.
I feel like if you lived here, you would be so fed
Oh,
up with
yeah,
it.
definitely.
Because
Yeah,
now
definitely.
it's hot, but it's even like okay compared to what it was like a few weeks back. Like it was
Yeah.
literally unhealthy, the kind of heat that we had. Like no, like it was not something like, I don't know, something good to feel. So
Yeah, no, I
yeah.
bet. It's just like good to, 'cause I really haven't had summer in like a while. 'Cause like last year during like winter break, I didn't come home, so it was still cold where I was. And then this year during my summer break, I came home to Brazil where it was winter. So I don't know. It was just nice to be like, okay, summer. Anyway, so yeah, that is the gratitude for this week. Let's just get into today's episode. I'm excited. I feel like it's gonna be like a useful one and a good
Same.
one. So yeah, do you want to start with your,
Sure.
oh, actually, no, wait a minute. Before we do that, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a written review if you haven't already. And now Gabby can start with her first thing that makes
Okay.
life easier.
Okay, first tip for anyone who has a house and who eats.
Anyone that's alive.
This is something that I feel like everyone's gonna agree on. For me, having like washed and cut up fruits on your fridge, because like lots of times we buy like fruits and all that. And for example, this is like the biggest one for me, watermelon. You buy like this huge thing of watermelon and you put it on your fridge, and you're like, eh, like every time you have to eat it, you have to cut a slice and no. And also you kind of like keep pushing away. I don't know, you keep like choosing other stuff. But once you have it like cut up in a Tupperware on your fridge, it's just so much easier for you to actually like grab it and eat it. So it even helps you with like eating more fruits during your week, during your day, but it makes it so much easier. So when like once you buy it, just like get home, wash your fruits, put them like cut them up or put them in a container and put it on your fridge. Like it's gonna make it so much easier and you're gonna be so much more prone to eating them. So yay.
Yeah, it like I don't even buy fruit that I have to like necessarily like put a lot of effort into, like watermelon. I will just buy it cut already, because I don't even know how to cut a raw a watermelon, so there's that. Yeah, so I will just like whatever fruits are like really hard to, mostly just watermelon. I just buy a cut, and then honestly, just like having like bananas and easy things and grapes, you just wash them up
Grapes,
with bands.
strawberries, yes.
Yes. Okay, my first one is automated alarms, not only to like alarms like in the morning to wake me up, but like to remind me of stuff,
Yes.
mainly to like take medicine.
Yes.
And I just,
This one like is for me as well.
yeah, I just literally like will have multiple alarms on my phone to remind me of stuff, because I will most likely not remember to take medicine unless it's like my one that I take every morning when I wake up, but that's different. I'm just not gonna take it. So if you like, I just started antibiotics today, I'm gonna put an alarm on my
Yeah,
phone like twice a
exactly.
day to take it, or else I'm gonna like, it's gonna be 2 hours later after the time I was supposed to take it, and I'm gonna be like, oh shit, I didn't take my
Yes.
antibiotics. So yeah, just having that automated so you don't really have to like be checking and thinking all the time is really helpful. And
For
then if
sure.
you forget to set your alarm in the morning, it's okay because it's already there and you're gonna
Yeah.
wake up. So
The
yeah.
best thing ever is to not have to worry about setting an alarm before sleep, because I kept like forgetting it. And as for medicine, same for me as well. Like I just actually like disabled it, but I had like some supplements that I had to take like before lunch and before dinner, and I always put an alarm, even though sometimes it didn't work. Like I still didn't take it. It does help like with just remembering it. It always scares the shit out of me because I'm like concentrator or something like that, and then like this huge alarm like rings. But yeah, it definitely works for sure.
I have one that's at 1 p.m. every day, and I'm like, Literally, I don't know how, but like 80% of the time, I am not by my phone when it rings. So I have to like run to not disturb people. So yeah, but it works.
Yeah. Okay. Next step for me is having like a planner or like a to-do list app on your phone. First of
My
all,
next one's basically the same thing.
yeah. Oh, true. We've like talked about this, how at least like this year we didn't really, I don't know, like actual like physical planners, and we adapted more to like the virtual ones. And just having like some kind of app. For example, I tried a bunch of them, but right now I use the to-do for from like Microsoft. Is it Microsoft? No, Outlook. Or like, for example, Google Calendar. These types of apps that you can open anywhere. You can open on your tablet, you can open on your phone. And having it on your phone is the best, because then whenever like I remember that I have something to do and I can't forget it, I just like write it right away. Or things that I think of, just having something in somewhere you can write right away, even if it's your notes app, it just makes it so much easier. But having those apps, you can like set reminders, you can like put on the due dates, and then it's pretty much a planner that you can open on your phone, and it makes life so much easier.
Yeah, my next one is basically the same thing, but it's like a template that I made for my iPad, and I use it like on GoodNotes. I just like downloaded it to GoodNotes, because I like the feeling of like actually like
Yeah.
physically writing it, even if it's like a digital pen, and like physically like filling the little boxes or like crossing it off. But like,
Yeah.
it's just not practical to have to carry like another thing around all day. And I use my iPad literally every day, like all day for class and for work. So it's guaranteed that I'm gonna have it with me. And it's just easier
Yeah, I
to
get it.
just like open GoodNotes and be like, okay, let me write this down. Even if I do have to like write something on my notes app for like, so I don't forget it, I will like write it on my template later. And it's usually just like to-do list. It's not really like a calendar. But it's really like satisfying, like cross it off, but still have it like available whenever I need it. Because I really like writing it down. It's just like a physical planner was really useful during like COVID when we just had access to it like 24/7 because we were at home. But that's just not the case anymore. And then if I forget it, then like I'm screwed. So, yeah.
I also like to use, like, I created like this template on my tablet to like, it's a calendar, and I did it for like my finals so that I planned like the days that I should start studying
Ooh.
each subject.
Smart.
And it was great to have it like on your tablet, and then you can set it up, and then those like kind of spaces where you can write things down, like close, think of a planner and that you have the calendar, and then you have like those tiny notes space. I wrote down like each subject and how like I would study for them, or like ha things that I needed to take. So like, oh, text and PowerPoints, or like mind maps and whatever. Anyways, and it was like the best
Smart.
thing ever. Okay. Next up for me is, this one is literally the best thing ever, is having a straw water cup for your water intake. It literally helps so much with your water intake. I feel like having something with a straw just makes it easier for you to drink water. Whenever I like at home, I don't take straw water bottles or water cups, whatever, outside, but at home I only use something with a straw, and it just helps me so much. Like sometimes I'm just like mindlessly scrolling or doing something, and I'm just like sipping, even if I don't actually want to drink water. It just makes it easier. Also, you don't really see like the amount of water you're like swallowing. So you just like keep sipping, and yeah, it's the best.
I It's just like easier to like do while you're doing something else because you don't have to like actually like
Yeah.
stop and tip your head back. And anyway, yes, I agree. Okay, my next one is having an obsession breakfast. And it is very helpful because then I wake up and I know what I'm eating and I don't waste time thinking about like different options. I just like wake up and make it and eat it and I like it. So it's really like I love having an obsession breakfast, but then at the same time, it's really bad because then after like a couple months, I literally cannot stand to see whatever it is I was eating. So I literally cannot eat scrambled eggs anymore. Like I cannot eat them. So
You should have like a few obsession breakfast options, and then you just like choose it. Not even in the morning, maybe like the day before if you actually want to like make your life easier.
Like I will usually just have like eggs and some type of like carb, but like it's easy to like know, okay, I have all the ingredients, I know what I'm doing, it's quick, it's easy. I really like I recommend having one, but beware that you will get sick of it. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Next up for me is like putting away your clothes right after you wear them. I really started to do this year. So like if I get home and I don't know, I'm changing clothes, I'm getting into my PJs or whatever, I just put the outfit that I was wearing away right away. Otherwise it's gonna pile up and I'll have to like throw it somewhere in my room. And it's gonna bother me later, and then it's gonna pile up, and yeah, the stress will come eventually, and then eventually you have to put things away anyways. So just put it away like as soon as you wear it and you take it off. Not only clothes, anything that you like use, because then like it's gonna take you 30 seconds and you'll never have to think about it again. So yes.
Yes, definitely recommend. 'Cause it does pile up really quick. So, okay, my next one is this was like the I didn't even buy it with like thinking of this, but it was like the smartest thing I did without even realizing it. But having a nightstand with multiple outlets so I can literally charge everything at the same time. And I didn't even like think of this when I bought mine. But my nightstand has like a strip of like USB plugs and like normal plugs. I will literally, and I have two like iPhone cords. So I will literally charge my phone, my AirPods, and my iPad at the same time at night. And it's like
That's the best
perfection. And
thing.
I freaking love it because I wake up and everything's at like 100%. So yeah, definitely the best thing. And it's like right by my bed. So like it reaches to the bed. It's perfect. I love it.
Okay. Next up for me is meal prepping slash batch cooking. I actually don't do this as much, but I feel like this is something that makes life so much easier. And also, like, at least at home, like, I always have lunch leftovers and all that. And that kind of works as like a meal prep in a way. Also, like, frozen portions of like protein and all that, that really helps. Like, if you do like a batch of it, and then it's just so much easier, like, when you're in a rush, in a hurry, and you just need like a quick meal and you have it ready. And like if you're actually gonna meal prep, then it's gonna take you like a few hours, but then you have like your meals for like a week or whatever. So I feel like it just makes it so much easier. And yay, that's it.
Yeah, I always keep like little Ziplocs with like meat. Like frozen meat, just because it's really helpful. And then I'll like take it out of the freezer before I go to class. And then when I come home, it's like ready to go. And it's really helpful for sure. Okay, my next one is having minis in your backpack. Not necessarily like if you want like a full size product, like go ahead, but like I don't want to be carrying that around. So, minis, it really like I started doing this semester and I have like a little pouch that I keep everything. And I didn't think I was gonna use it. I just thought like let me have this just So I have it, but I actually have used it so many times. I keep like perfume, deodorant, hand sanitizer, hand like moisturizer, tampons, etc. It is crazy the amount of times that this has saved me. So I definitely recommend having it with you just in case, because like sometimes like I didn't like I planned to like go home before going somewhere else, and then I didn't have time. So then I have deodorant and perfume to like touch up before I go, and it's I don't know, it just helps with
Yeah.
your confidence when you're like, okay, I don't stink. I can like relax. So yeah.
Yeah. I have a really similar one, which is like to have like a bag with like your necessities always on your tote. Like headache medicine, like nail file,
Yeah.
tampons, all of those like emergency things. It's just great to always have it. Like you never take it off. And also keeping like your keys or your car keys, like if you have like a determined tote, like you don't switch bags every day, just leaving them there just makes it easier. You don't have to like keep looking for your keys every day when you have to leave. It just makes it like put it on like the little pocket that bags usually have. And I just like, for example, I leave the car keys there. I don't have to worry about it when I'm gonna leave. I just have it with me. It's a
Yeah.
way of making things a little bit easier.
Yeah. And then you don't forget things, which is
Yeah.
great. Okay. My next one is I feel like I've said this multiple times, but Amazon Prime literally saved my life so many times. So many times. Like, I will just forget to like order, like, I don't know, like moisturizer. And then, like, I, like, as I'm running out, I can literally order it and it will come the next day. So
Yeah.
it's like honestly like one of the best like financial investments, because I have to pay for it every month, but I feel like it's worth it. And it's like you have different like deals if you're a Prime member.
Yeah.
Things just like are cheaper and more convenient. So yeah, I definitely recommend. I know it's like not everyone can pay for it, but like if you can, it's like a small price to pay for like a lot of convenience.
Yeah.
Especially because I feel like if you're not a Prime member, they literally take weeks just because. So, yeah, definitely,
Yeah,
definitely recommend.
we love. Okay. My next one, it's also kind of regarding like meals and all that. And this is specifically like something that I do because I study at night. But something that really helps me is packing my to-go meals right after lunch, especially because I usually take a few things, like some leftovers. But right after I eat, I just like get my little Tupperware and I like portion my food and just set it up on the fridge, because during the afternoon I work and then I have to get ready, and sometimes like I get like I'm late, or I like if I leave like for my afternoon future me to decide what I'm gonna eat, I might have to literally cook something. So just thinking about it right after lunch, I just know that if I have to prep something up, I have time and all that. And it just makes it easier. So, yeah, that's something.
Yes, we love. That's smart. My next one is birth control, which pros and cons, obviously, like I
Yeah.
don't love that. It's like literally a bomb of hormones. But I have literally never had so much peace in my life with my period. I literally like get one day of my period and it's a light flow, and I used to get like a very heavy flow, and the improvement in my life quality with that was crazy, because I wouldn't even sleep well when I had my period, because like I'd be like worried that it was
Yeah.
like gonna stain my bed sheets. So it was so freaking convenient, and like I didn't even think it was gonna make that big of a difference, but it does. And it's just like the peace of mind of knowing like, okay, I don't have to like rush to the bathroom, because yeah, it's the best, and I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Next up for me is an electronic lock. This is like the best thing ever. Like for your house, you don't have to worry about keys. You just like,
Oh, I was like, what the hell is an electronic?
I don't know if that's like how you call it there, but like, yeah.
I thought you were talking about like a lock for like your suitcase.
No, like a house actual lock.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever. Like, I've never had to worry about keys ever again. You just set like a pin, whatever, a password, and yeah, that's it. This is the best thing ever. It lets you know when it's running out of battery. It has a key like for emergencies if it stops working. But it's just great. Like, it's been years since I've actually grabbed like a house key. Like, I don't have anymore, so it's the
Yeah.
best, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yes. Okay. My next one is like a reduced makeup pouch for like everyday makeup. I like already am not a person that has like a ton of makeup, but I will just keep like my like basic makeup, literally like concealer, a beauty blender, my blush, and like my little spoolie that I use to like keep my eyebrows up, and like that's it, and like powder on like a separate tote, just because then like I can just grab it and I don't have to like, if I'm late, I'm not like looking through like a huge thing of makeup to find whatever I need. So very, very useful. Definitely recommend. And like sizing down like the amount of like your makeup collection, it's very useful because then you're like, you just know what you're doing already and you really have to think about it. So yeah,
The simple
recommend.
steps.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Another thing for me is SlidesGo. I don't know if you guys know this website, but it has like a bunch of PowerPoint and like Google Slides templates. Literally so pretty. They have themes, they have colors, you can filter them out, and you can download it to either like you can make a copy and download it to either Google Slides or PowerPoint, and you already have like pretty much a readied up presentation. You just have to actually put in the content, and it makes it very, very easier to like, I don't know.
I think I've used it once for like a competition, and I think for some reason it didn't work. Like, it was just like giving us a hard time. I don't know if if it was because it was like a shared document between me and like two other people. But yeah, it was like hard to use, but I do remember they were really cute. They might have like made some improvements since then.
Yeah,
Since
it's really,
then,
really good.
because it was like 5 years ago.
I do like to like create templates and all of that like on Canva, but when you need something like, I don't know, like group projects and all that, it's way easier to have, like go to SlidesGo and have like a readied up
Yeah.
template.
Okay, my second to last one is separate emails. I cannot think of anything I hate more than like getting like a bunch of spam and like having to clean your mail, your inbox. So like different emails for like different things. Now I used to just have my one email. Now I have like my email, like my personal email, my school email, and then like an email that I just use to like sign up for like, I don't know, like those, you know, those, what are they called? Like when you go to a website and they're like, sign up for like our oh my fucking god,
Newsletter in
newsletter,
subscription.
thank you, our newsletter for like 10% off your next order, and I will sign up with that email so I never have to look at it and it's not
That's
like in the
smart.
middle of like a bajillion things. So I love that. And yeah, definitely recommend if you don't have one already.
Okay, my last one is an Apple corer slash like a cutting device. You know those things that like you push
Yeah,
in the apple?
I have one.
Oh, this is the best thing ever. I hate cutting apples, and this is like, it just makes it the simplest thing ever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't even have anything to say about it. Just it's great and you should buy it.
Yeah, makes life easier. Okay, my last one is good quality socks. I hadn't realized like the difference that your socks make till I started running, and like I like socks isn't necessarily something you want to spend a lot of money on. So It's
Yeah.
like it hurts, but like the difference that it makes, like if you're walking around all day, I used to like get blisters and like get like calluses. And now, like when I use good quality socks, it's just like noticeable the difference in how much more comfortable I am throughout the
Yeah.
day. And it's like a big, big difference. And it really like my quality of life is a lot better because of it. So I definitely
Love
recommend.
that.
Yeah, it just hurts spending like a lot of money on socks because
It's an
no one wants to
investment,
do
though.
that. Yeah, it is, and they'll probably last you longer than like cheap
Exactly.
socks.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay, guys, that was the end of our list. Hopefully you guys liked some of these like tips and can like apply them to your own lives. They're really honestly really helpful. So yeah. Before you go, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to our podcast. Leave us a rating and review if you haven't already. Also, go follow us on our socials at seriouslynotserious.podcast on Instagram and at seriouslynotseriouspod on TikTok. And we will be back next week with the last episode of the year. Oh my God. Stay tuned for that one. It's a
Yeah.
good one. It's pre-recorded, so I know for a fact that it is a good one.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, we will see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
Bye.